This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:36 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. And for our next story, we're starting off, as we sometimes do, with a question. So what do you do with your delivery packages after you've emptied them out? Have you ever thought, for example, of removing the delivery label and destroying it in some way first before getting rid of everything else? And we're asking because PDRM has actually advised people to be careful when it comes to disposing of empty delivery packages, given that they contain personal information, your name, your phone number, and of course your address. And this came from a viral video which showed an unidentified person retrieving this personal info from a delivery package that had been thrown away into a public rubbish bin. And what they did was they then used that information to try and extort money from the victim by impersonating a delivery person. They showed up at the victim's house to demand payment for a package that had allegedly been ordered but not yet paid for. So the police have also said, and you know, we do need to say this up front, they have not yet received reports of such crimes, but they do urge the public to lodge a police report if they've experienced this, and also, of course, to be mindful of how they dispose of empty packaging and to verify whether they actually owe payments to delivery personnel. And just to add on to that, right, so I think they also spoke about the importance of not just verifying whether you owe money, but also telling the people you live with, because it's one thing to assume that you're going to be the person there to retrieve or to sign for the package, but more often than not, it's, I mean, you know, we work, we do different things. So it may be someone else who's there, who's not aware of whether or not you've paid, who's not aware of whether or not cash on delivery is something that they should be watching out for. And I was really interested in this story, partly because it's just the idea of new ways of obtaining information and new ways of running scams, always an interesting thing. But also because I've recently been reselling some of my older items, just not really for anything, just to clear house, just to see, just for fun almost, actually. And in so doing, I found myself going to the post office more often than I ever have in the past. And so it's one thing to think about the person receiving the package, but actually for senders, more often than not, you also have to fill out the forms and you're also giving this same level of personal information. It's your name, your phone number, and your address. So if, for example, as I actually did this morning, I sent out like 5 packages. 5 of those packages had 5 forms, all of which had all of this personal information on it. So if the next person chooses to not dispose of those items correctly, then am I as much at risk? So there are, I think, all these questions about whether or not you're the person receiving or sending the package, either which way there are issues. So we are going to talk after this with a company that is actively involved in delivery, and that is Ninja Van Malaysia. So we'll be speaking with its CEO, Azim Halim. That's coming your way shortly. In the meantime, though, how do you dispose of your delivery packages? I think this year we've been getting more packages than ever. We've been asked to stay home. A lot of us have been shopping online for both necessities and otherwise. So yeah, have you been actually taking care to destroy the information that is on the package before you get rid of it? Have you ever thrown away the packaging in a public place, not just in your house? Have you been on the receiving end of any of these sorts of scams? Call us 7733-2900 to let us know. You can also WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Break from monotony. BFM 89.9.
It's 5:41. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. We're talking today about a potential new scam, or rather a potential way for people to obtain your personal information and then use that to extort money. And that is from your delivery packages. So the idea here is that whenever it is that we send or receive deliveries, we often put down lots of information, our names, phone number, address. And there was a video that showed a person retrieving personal information from one of these packages that had been thrown into a public bin. So the police are now warning people to dispose of their items correctly, but also just to be mindful and careful of these sorts of transactions. So we want to know whether you faced any of these issues, whether you're worried about privacy when it comes to sending and receiving items. You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. In the meantime, we are crossing over to Azim Halim, who is the CEO of Ninja Van Malaysia. Azim, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thanks so much for having me, Lynn.
So firstly, how should people be disposing of their delivery packages? I mean, can you maybe take us through some best practices?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. So as a general rule of thumb, if you find any of your personal data on the delivery packages, you should do your best to conceal or dispose, be it using a mask kit or shredding it to unreadable pieces. And you should also take note that it doesn't necessarily have to mean just the airway bill or the consignment note alone, as there are instances when shippers choose to handwrite customer details on the packaging or the box itself. And there are also times when packages come with a printed invoice slid in together with the packaging, which might be left when the packaging is thrown away. And this too might have personal details. So you should take note of all this and do your best to either shred up the mask. So what we do at Ninjavan is when disposing of unwanted parcels is we actually use an industrial shredder and we shred any and all materials that bear personal details, as these are the guidelines that have been set forth by MCMC in line with the PDPA. So if you don't have a shredder, I would suggest tear it up, cut it up to much smaller pieces, or grab a marker and scribble all over it or block it out. But if it doesn't have any personal details on it, please recycle.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I think going the marker route is most likely for me. Have you received complaints that are similar to these cases that we're talking about where scammers end up using personal information from packages to extort money?
Well, actually, we haven't received any complaints so far when scammers use personal information to extort money. So this is the first we're actually hearing of it.
So with that said then, what are perhaps the more common scams that you've heard about as a company?
So one that has affected Ninjavan, and I think many other logistics companies in the past few months, is actually the cash and delivery or the COD scam. So this is when scammers would usually misrepresent fake items on their website or through social media and have customers pay cash upon delivery. And this could be anything from what they claim to be an authentic Rolex, which they so conveniently sell for 300 ringgit, or official movie merchandise that sells for 10 to 15 ringgit, right? And customers would order these products thinking that it's the real thing, it's a real deal, and only to be disappointed later on. Another one would be when scammers get a hold of customer data and send items to customers that don't even put in an order themselves. And this would also be a COD order, and normally they do this in hope that someone else that's home would receive the order and pay on their behalf. And these are actually two of the most common scams in the market right now, I believe.
Right. And, you know, that idea of COD is an interesting one because it's a pretty common practice. You see it on all sorts of listings, right? It's an option that, that exists. What steps, therefore, do we need to take to ensure that if we are going with the cash on delivery option, that it's actually safe and trustworthy?
Well, I think customers should be wary of items, first of all, that are sold at an extremely low price. Rule of thumb here is if it's too good to be true, and usually it is. Also, if it's a COD parcel, I believe that customers should inform everyone in their household that they shouldn't accept or pay for any COD orders unless they've been told to prior. And customers should also be vigilant and to do their homework and ensure that the merchant and the online store that they're ordering from is an established company. And this can be done quite easily by looking at reviews, Googling the company to ensure it's legit. And finally, keep track of all your purchases and do not accept parcels that you weren't expecting, especially if you have to pay for them.
Is there anything that you're currently doing as a company in this area?
Yes, there's a lot, actually. So we take these COD scams very, very seriously, and we're taking all the necessary steps to prevent more similar incidents from happening. First of all, we've implemented a very, very strict onboarding vetting process for all our shippers that want to use the COD service. So we ask for copies for their SSM documents, their Form 9s, 49s, as well as details on the directors. In the event that there is a COD report, a scam report made, we immediately make it a priority to lodge an investigation within 30 minutes' time. If it is confirmed to be a scam case, we immediately pull all the scam orders and we proceed to refund all the scam victims. And we can actually do this quite quickly and at the drop of a hat, specifically because all our systems are run on the cloud, so we can actually stop parcels from getting delivered, even if they're already in the hands of our delivery driver. And, of course, we will also seize all partnerships with identified scammers. And finally, our customer service team will then be deployed to reach out to each and every one of the scam victims to inform them that action is being taken against the scammers, as well as to reassure them that they will be fully refunded.
So I just, some messages have come in, a mixture of questions and comments, and I wanted to start with this one from Yap, who says, it's not just the proper way of disposing. How about the delivery person keeping the information of the receiver before delivering that item? They can then sell that information. And I wanted to put this to you and ask whether this is something that you kind of take into account.
Well, so in part, in our employment agreement, there is a clause that says that enforces the PDPA, where everyone in the Javan has to adhere to PDPA, and they are not allowed to use the data that is that have been made privy to for any commercial gains or for any scam purposes. So doing so would result in a breach of trust CBT case. So we will, in the event that this information does go out, it is quite easy for us to trace it back to either the driver or the operational staff that have access to it, because we can track and trace any and everyone who accessed any particular page on our operating system. So that's how we get around this.
Right. And just as a little bit of a side note, but because it's related to delivery riders, Harris wants to know, are delivery riders mooted or trained before being allowed to handle parcels? Because there have been some messages about delivery riders texting customers, particularly female customers, for example, afterwards.
Yeah, so I think there's always a training period for each of our delivery riders. It's normally about 1 week or 1 to 2 weeks. Where we give them a small amount of parcels, we walk them through all the necessary SOPs, what they're allowed to do, what they're not allowed to do. There have been incidences in the past where drivers do reach out to the customers in a very unprofessional manner, but these incidences are generally isolated and they're very few and far in between. So, and we clamp down on these immediately. So, yes, there is training, and we take these incidences very seriously.
So, outside of the riders themselves, is there anything that companies perhaps should or could be doing to better safeguard the privacy of both senders and receivers? And I think this goes beyond just the delivery process, but from beginning to end.
Well, so, if you think about the amount of data that flows through the courier industry, right, this must be a few million deliveries a day now, given the growth of e-commerce in the market. I actually think that most courier companies, the courier industry as a whole, have done quite a good job in ensuring the privacy of both senders and receivers. And I think this can be attributed to the fact that the courier industry is regulated by MCMC, who also oversee the enforcement of the PDPA, of the Personal Data Protection Act. With that being said, is there more that we can do? Always. And scammers these days are getting more creative with their methods. The scams are getting more elaborate. So I believe that the industry as a whole needs to be equally innovative to ensure prevention on both physical as well as the cybersecurity side.
Okay, so on that note about innovation then, is there a possibility of, I don't know, private information like our address and phone number being omitted from actually being printed on parcels or written, you know, and how might that affect the logistics of deliveries?
Well, it's great that you asked this. Well, we know that this can be done, as this is something that we do in Japan already. So not too long ago, we launched a product called Ninja Packs, and it's just a polyvinyl bag with a QR code on it. And that's all. There's no customer details. There's no sender information. All of that is stored on our cloud, and it's only made visible via our driver app or the operating system. So no details on the package at all, which makes it extremely safe from scammers. Initially, there were some complaints, especially from our staff, about not being able to double-check customer details on the parcel. But at this point, I'm happy to say that the products work quite well, and there's been no major impact on speed or quality of delivery.
Okay, I think we've covered some of this in separate parts of our chat today. But just to sum it up, aside from proper disposal, whether it's with a shredder, whether it's, you know, with other forms, are there things that we do need to be mindful of when receiving parcels or mail?
Yes, absolutely. I think I would advise recipients to double-check every parcel that you receive against all the details that should have been sent earlier, either through email or WhatsApp. First of all, does the tracking ID match? Is the parcel size what you expected it to be? Is the delivery person wearing a uniform? Does the airway bill look right, or does it look like it was made on Microsoft Paint? I would also advise recipients to keep track of your purchases. Do not receive any parcels that you didn't order, especially if you have to pay for them. never ever give away any personal or financial information, especially across the phone. And finally, in the event that you do get scammed, please report it to the logistics company themselves or report it to authorities.
Adzim, thank you so much for speaking with us this evening.
Thanks so much for having me, Lynn.
That was Adzim Halim, CEO of Ninja Van Malaysia, talking to us about how to safeguard ourselves, I think, in this year where we've been receiving and sending packages more than ever, with so many of us not able to or not wanting to leave the house as much. It's important to think about how our privacy is affected by that and how potentially it could be a source of obtaining personal information that we don't want getting out there. And this includes your name, address, your phone number. So we've been asking you for your thoughts and comments, and we have a number. So Kelly, for instance, says, receiving parcels is like Christmas for me. Each time I receive my parcel, I cancel my name and address with a marker, or I tear them into pieces and throw it into different bins just to be safe. That is, that's very good practice, actually. That's not something that I did before this that I think I will now take into or consider. We also have April saying, the best way to cancel personal information is not shredding or a marker pen over it, but to write over it at least twice, which I think is a good tip. We also have this from Nini, who says, if authorities can nab those who spread fake news, why can't they nab perpetrators who call from their service providers' telco lines? You know, now it's our problem of not disposing details properly. Isn't the personal data leak like COVID, which is already all over in the community, so just pose a hefty fine on scammers or punish them? And I think in this case, it's not anybody really saying it's anybody else's fault. It's more to do, and also, again, it's not as if there have been like tons of reports. It's more that the police, because of a viral video, issued a statement. And I think in terms of good practice of us disposing our details, it's good. I mean, it's not something that, at least for me, I had previously considered. We also have this from Ash, who says, I shred all my delivery labels. Tearing by hand is too risky. I'm very interested in everybody who has these shredders seemingly at home. I mean, are you taking it to the office to shred? Do you have a home shredder? Because I just never considered getting a shredder for my at-home office setup. So if you have one, tell us and tell us why. Laura also says, I usually choose Ninja Van's service whenever I order my goods online. I get updated via Telegram on the delivery progress, and their price is very competitive compared to the rest. Good job. So a fan of Ninja Van there. If you would like to weigh in, though, do keep those thoughts coming. So how do you dispose of your packages? Are you somebody or not your packages, sorry. How do you dispose of the packaging that your items arrive in, especially that little invoice that contains your details, that little slip on the front? You know, are you somebody who has usually taken care of it? You know, is this something that's new to you? Share your tips and thoughts. You can call us 7733 2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. Lastly, before I think we hit to a song, we have Daniel, who says, I'm always concerned about removing the information on the boxes. At the end of the day, it's a control which is based on policy rather than the technicalities of it. So it's not so much about the method of disposal. It needs to be done through education. Keep those thoughts coming. Again, those numbers, 7733 2900 to call and weigh in. You can also WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.